Unit 7, Section 2, Exercise A.
Hi, Ben. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Carson. I'm just doing some logic puzzles in this magazine. I'm not doing very well, though.
Let me see. Which symbol is missing? Okay. Well, the missing square must be red.
Yes, that's what I think. So the answer can't be B. It could be A, though.
No, it can't be A. Look where the dot is. It must be on the right at the bottom. The answer must be C.
Oh, yes, you're right. Hey, you're good at these things. Let's try the next question. Oh, this one is different. I think it might be B, but it could be A.
Unit 7, Section 4, Exercises B and C.
Good morning. The topic of today's lecture is superintelligence, the level of intelligence that produces child prodigies. Child prodigies generally have very high IQs, but they tend to show great talent in one specific area, like math, science, or music. Most of these children show their talent before age 13, and some are recognized as prodigies as young as the age of 4 or 5. Let's talk about some modern-day examples. First, there's Alma Deutscher from the UK. She started playing violin when she was 3 years old, and she began composing music at the age of 5. In 2012, at the age of 7, she composed a short opera. Also in the arts is the Australian painter Alita Andre. This little girl began painting at the age of 9 months. She had her first solo exhibition in New York when she was just 4 years old, and she sold all the paintings in the exhibition. In science, we have Tanishq Abraham, who lives in the USA. Tanishq was writing articles on astronomy for NASA's website at the age of 7. Soon after that, he started college, and he is currently studying particle physics and astronomy. You're probably all thinking that it must be wonderful to be a child prodigy. But it's actually not that great for many of these children. In fact, it can be very painful. First, they're not like other children, and they often have very difficult social lives. Second, child prodigies can be under great pressure from their parents and teachers to be successful at a very early age. Okay. Any questions so far?
Unit 7, Section 5, Exercise A.
Justin, I just read an interesting article about brain hemispheres. You're left-handed, aren't you?
Yeah. Why?
Well, apparently, left-handed people are usually good at math and music. Do you think that's true?
Interesting. I guess I am good at math. And I love music. But that can't be true for everyone, can it? I mean, you play in a band, don't you? So you must be good at music. But you aren't left-handed, are you?
You're right. I don't think it's a hard and fast rule. The article just says there are some links between handedness and certain abilities. But people don't always develop them. In fact, you didn't start playing the guitar until recently, did you?
Yeah, although I've always wanted to. And I've been playing the keyboard since I was really little. I would really like to have a career in music, but my dad doesn't like that idea. I should just tell him that I was born to be a rock star, shouldn't I?
Definitely.
Unit 7, Section 6, Exercise A. 1.
I'm not late, am I?
2.
I'm not late, am I?
3.
Today's the 27th, isn't it?
4.
Today's the 27th, isn't it?
Unit 7, Section 6, Exercise B. 1.
We did this wrong, didn't we?
2.
You're Brazilian, aren't you?
3.
You didn't work on that project, did you?
4.
You studied art, didn't you?
Unit 7, Section 7, Exercise A.
Look at this picture. What do you think it is?
Well, if you ask me, it could be a dry riverbed.
I don't think it can be a riverbed. It's the wrong shape. It looks like a tree trunk to me.
Let me see. It's part of an animal, isn't it?
It could be, I guess. Maybe it's a lizard.
No, I don't think so. What about a rhinoceros?
Of course, it must be a rhino. It's obvious now.